Broadcasting from the ESPN Radio Studios in Tallahassee, Florida, and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com Podcasting Network, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
I believe this would be another appropriate time to let the music fade out quicker than is usual. Yes, because that's how quickly it's happened in this series, the Eastern Conference Finals. You're listening to the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com Podcasting Network. My name is Tom Lang, and it's time to talk serious now about what the heck we just watched between last Friday and this special edition of the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast on a Tuesday morning. Between last time we spoke and now, two wins were available to the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they didn't even sniff one of them. Not even close. Sometimes you can't beat genetics. And what have I talked about since the beginning of the Joe Bolts Fan experience, everyone? It's that in our DNA is complacency, and here it has reared its head again. The blood and guts of it? Game one. Come out completely flat-footed. Efforts in question in Game 1. In the Eastern Conference Finals, your passion is in question. That is unbelievable. Washington, what did they do in Game 1 to confuse us? Well, in the beginning, I thought they played a lot of perimeter hockey. They kept everything to the wide part of the rink and all sides of the offensive zone, be it the point, across the blue line, really, to the edges and the walls. Behind the net, it almost looked like they were skating in an international rink, and we didn't know what to do with it coverage-wise. We backed off on the blue lines. Washington was allowed to gain speed in the neutral zone. We backed off on our blue lines. Our defensemen are playing lackluster through both games, but certainly in game one. And offensively speaking, we tried to get a little bit cute. You know, it's incredible. I talked about it last week where I said this was an opportunity for the Lightning to show its maturity, that it had found the formula, because we had found the formula. Selfless hockey, north-south hockey. If it's in danger, get it out of the zone. If you're at the red line, get it into their zone, start cycling and playing smart. We had done it. We had shown. And I'll get to why I think that series might have been a telltale sign of something bad to come. Comments on the dais in the postgame. Hint, I played them for you last week. Before I get too down, and I can already start to hear it, my voice is a little gravelly this morning. Man, the allergy situation in Tallahassee is brutal. But before I get too down, let me start real quick here. This series is not over. For all the talk of Washington's dominance on the road, we did, in the last series, go on the road and beat Boston twice in a row. 15 years ago, we played the Washington Capitals. Nobody from that team is on this team, so it really doesn't have any bearing. But we've seen it before. We were down 2-0 in the 2003 playoffs, came back, won that series in six. 2011, we were down 3-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sure, they didn't have Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin, but, you know, you're down 3-1 in a series, and we won the series. Had to go to Pittsburgh twice to do it. It's possible. But sometimes you can't beat genetics. Unbelievable. How is it that intensity is not where it needs to be in an Eastern Conference final? It's fine if I say that Washington is not as good as Boston, but for you to play that way? It's as though the Bolts expected the red carpet to be rolled out for them on the way to the Cup Final. Instead, the way it looks on the ice is that we're giving Washington that treatment. The first-class velvet rope treatment. And there's a lot of blame to go around. Game two the other night, you know, we get down 1-0 in the blink of an eye. It's a deflected goal. There's nothing really Vassy can do there. You take the lead 2-1 on a couple of power play goals, and it looks like we thought the way we scored on the power play was the way we needed to play offensively, which is our old habits rearing their ugly heads. Play cute. not play tough, not play north-south, not be relentless on the puck, back check, take care of the defensive zone first. Is Washington better than I thought Washington would be? Yes. But I would much rather be talking to you on a Tuesday morning after two games of the Eastern Conference Finals, throw my hands up in the air and say, you know what, they were worlds better than I thought they'd be. They're just the better team. But I can't do that because we haven't brought the consistency, the desperation, and the passion commensurate to playing for the Eastern Conference Championship. It's on us, too. And I believe it's on us mostly. I would love to be able to say today that Washington was the better team through two games, fair and square. We played our best. They played their best. And you know what? We're in for a short series. But it's not that way. We haven't put even close to our best effort together. And I think the problem is the Boston series. You know, Washington and Tampa had similar results in the second round of the playoffs in terms of what it meant to the team mentally. For Washington, it was a years-old demon that it needed to exercise. Pittsburgh has been the bane of Washington's existence. Did you know that on the way to all five of Pittsburgh's Stanley Cups over the years, spanning, what is this, close to 30 years now, they've beaten Washington on the way to hoisting the cup? So for a franchise that's identity is incomplete because they don't have a cup, and a franchise that earmarks Pittsburgh as a primary rival, every time Washington's rival has beaten them in the playoffs, or every time they've lifted the cup, they've had to go through Washington. And they've beaten them whatever it is prior to this past series, 9 out of 10. Something absurd. So it wasn't a rivalry at all. There you have, when Washington scores in overtime in Pittsburgh in Game 6, the burden being lifted off the shoulders and the belief that we are the team of destiny exists. With the Lightning, the better team on paper, who is not getting the most out of its effort, and we usually know where that finger starts to get pointed when you don't get the most out of your effort and your talent, it seemed as though the Boston Bruins were a Goliath as well. And yet, when we beat the Boston Bruins, it's as though we thought instead of we are now free to go get this cup, well, it's all downhill from here. It should be easier on the road to the cup because Boston is the standard. John Cooper from last week. Let's listen to this again with the context of what we've seen through two games in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I guess I can say it now. Boston set the bar for us, and we played them three times late in the year. And the first two times we played them, they literally manhandled us. And it was the scores were tight. The first one was 3-2, and then they beat us here, and it was men amongst boys, and we knew if we were going to go anywhere when we made the playoffs, or if we made the playoffs, that we had to be as good as Boston. And it happened. We beat them 4-0. I think that gave us a little bit of confidence. Well, it gave us a lot of confidence. And they set a bar for us to be better.
It gave us a little bit of confidence. Actually, it gave us a lot of confidence. That was about the 4-0 win in the regular season. Well, you know what this best of seven did prior to the Eastern Conference Finals? It gave you overconfidence. You know, the Lightning are like a guy with a gambling addiction who's given odds he can't pass up. A surefire bet. Because the moment that we commit and the moment we see results for our commitment and how dominant we can be, we decide, well, man, Boston's the best team we were going to see in this part of the bracket, so we don't need to work as hard. That's the way it looks. I mean, it's not just a Lightning fan like myself saying last Friday that if you stick to the plan, the opponent is immaterial. The hockey world, those who don't have a dog in the fight, frankly, those who would probably rather have Alex Ovechkin in the Stanley Cup Finals in Washington, D.C. as part of a TV draw, they looked at it and said, there's nothing I don't know that anybody can do with Tampa, let alone the Eastern Conference. I don't know if these Western teams can do anything with what Tampa has shown against Boston. They're playing complete hockey. It's not just me. I'll repeat, was I a little bit wrong about what Washington brings to the table? Sure, but I don't think that's the whole story. Hell, I don't think it's the bulk of the story. It looks like we thought when we beat Boston, the sailing was going to be smooth. It's inexcusable. So what do you do with it? I mean, the series isn't over, so you can't have a referendum discussion just yet, but we're on the brink of it. Because a responsible general manager looks at this situation and says, you know, I'm a Hall of Famer from my playing days. I'm Steve Yzerman. And if there's one thing that I was known for and my organization was known for in Detroit, it was consistency. You had to bring everything you had. And if at the end of that fight, you were the one still standing in the handshake line, tip your cap. But Detroit was always a tough out. And right now, on the precipice of being able to play for the second cup in Lightning's history, we're a pushover. Why is that? And what do we do about it if it doesn't get any better? We'll talk about it next in the Joe Boltz Fan Podcast. Subscribe to the Joe Boltz Fan Podcast at Google Play and iTunes. Subscribing is free, and you'll get an alert every time a new podcast posts. Hit the podcast button on your iPhone, search Joe Boltz, and it's right there. Find the podcast at Player FM 2. More platforms are always on the way, and be sure to leave a review, especially at iTunes, because we love the feedback. Now back to the show. Desperate times call for desperate measures. This is the Joe Boltz Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network. The ECF, the Eastern Conference Finals, should call for desperation by itself, but apparently that's not enough. So hopefully being down 2-0, the Lightning at least provide their A game. Will it be enough? I don't know. I mean, now you got to win 4 out of 5 games to move on. Great. You know, a lot of times this year the Lightning have asked for it by backing off, letting off the gas pedal, and it's like a procrastinator. It's like me in college. It's exam week. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe I should read that textbook now. Maybe I should read the whole thing the night before the big midterm. Yeah. That's what it seems like. And I really believe, I played the clip last segment with Coach Cooper. The way it looks right now, he pushed an emotional button that left him without much left in the tank for this series, if that makes sense. If you obsess over Boston and you make them the standard, when you beat them, what happens? There's a natural inclination to have a letdown. And when you combine that with the DNA that the Bolts have, which is we're predisposed to letting down anyway, boy, this is what you get. How else can you explain it? We've only played 10 games coming into this series. We didn't make the playoffs last season. You know, and I can understand the argument. You look at what Pittsburgh has gone through this postseason. They went back-to-back cups, and it looked like they were out of gas in the Washington series. They just didn't have anything left to give. Why do we look like we have nothing left to give? We didn't make the playoffs last season. Only played 10 games this postseason. We should be fresh. That was the point, right? Everybody is playing through bumps and bruises this time of year, and we should have fewer of them, given the fewer games played. And yet it looks like we're mentally out of gas. To me, that's the miscalculation of John Cooper. He decided, let's put all of the emotional eggs in the basket of setting the standard for Boston. And then Pittsburgh is not your next opponent, so it doesn't inspire you. As I said last segment, for me to say on a Friday that Washington doesn't do it for me is one thing. I said the opponent didn't matter as long as we stuck to the formula. We had the blueprint right there. How is it that we've abandoned it so completely between the end of the Boston series and now. The one thing I will say here is that I'd rather be on the road in this situation than at home. As the prohibitive favorite in a series, and that's what we were not that long ago, though it seems like folly now, I would rather be playing on the road in Game 3 than at home. There's pressure when you're down 0-2 at home and you're the favorite. So here we are on the road, time to circle the wagons and see what kind of, I don't know, core toughness we have. This is a test. It's a test of adversity. You're going to get Tampa's best effort tonight, I would think. But that I have some doubt is really, that says it all. So what does Yzerman need to do if it doesn't turn out well? Well, the contingency plans, I believe, are being put in place. I don't know that for a fact, but I would think any reasonable general manager who sees a lot of talent makes trades at the deadline to go for it and sees that he's not getting 100% intensity, desperation, and effort has to be thinking to himself, what do I need to do differently? Who needs to go? And the hard part here is it's the age-old question. Is it leadership in the coaching office? Is it leadership in the locker room, or in hockey's case, the dressing room? Who is it? The message got lost between Boston and now. Washington has played a significant part in confusing us. What they do at the blue line defensively also dictates this key to the game tonight. You got to play from in front. You can't get a goal or two goals down. Washington is stifling at the blue line. Remember when we were last series where Boston couldn't get a clean zone entry? We'd stand up tough at the blue line, reject them. It's not what we're doing now. We're backing off. We're letting them gain speed. When they play to the perimeter of the offensive zone and set up traffic up front, we're not putting up much of a fight. So back to Yzerman. If I'm Yzerman, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, why? What is it about this squad that isn't seeing us maximize our potential? Is it a player issue? Is it a coach issue? Is it communication between those two? But why is it creeping underneath the surface for the last 4 years? We always have a clunker. When we don't go right, it's not because we're out-schemed. It's because we're out-efforted. And what do I need to do about that? The series can be flipped on its head, everybody. You win game three. I mean, think about it this way. If you win tonight, chances are somebody was going to be up or down 2-1 in the series. So it's almost like a fresh start. You win game three, and then Washington is the one feeling the pressure in its building on Thursday. Maybe you can feed off of that. And then the next thing you know, we're at home on Saturday. We're talking on a Friday of a Joel Bolts fan podcast saying, that's more like it. That's it. Now take advantage of it. Two wins and you got two home games in the next three. It's a best of three. Could be. Doesn't feel that way. Doesn't look that way. A different team needs to take the ice tonight. Will they do it? Boy, I'm done in predicting what we're going to do. This has to be our toughest effort of the series at minimum. I just don't know if that ranks anywhere close to what we've done in games against Boston or with a couple of opportunities like the Game 4 effort against New Jersey. I would hope so. One thing I would note, and I'm sure that meanwhile back at the ranch and others are just so pleased and tickled to see that the fourth line has been our best line. It's just that. How is it that the fourth line can get zone time on the regular and our top few can't? It's not just about matchups and defensive pairings. You know what that is? It's about want to and will. I will never become the guy who says that a role player is our best player. Because guess what? If Seti Paquette or Ryan Callahan is the best player on your team, you may as well be the Arizona Coyotes. You stink. You've got no chance. So it's all the more embarrassing when they put forth effort and they play the style that we played last series and they see results and we don't have enough common sense to know that if we duplicate that effort in the top few groups, zone time will increase. Our will be imposed. We'll see if the Capitals get Nicklas Backstrom back. That obviously would be quite a bolstering effect to a lineup that looks like it's not short on finishing, not short on scoring goals at this point. Alex Ovechkin in this series is playing, well, a more responsible two-way game than he's ever played before. If I'm a Caps fan, in a way, I'm like, screw you, pal. Really? This is what you've had in you your whole career, and instead you want to be just a one-way player? Great. Could have used this for the balance of your career. But I'm sure they're not thinking that out loud, just internally, as they're winning games and they're two wins away from playing for the franchise's first cup. Should be interesting tonight. Key to the game, play from in front. Do not take penalties. We knew that. That's one thing that played out exactly as we expected and or feared. If you take penalties, the Capitals will score. And hey, one more key for the road today on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. How about we manage the last minute of a period well? Or the first minute of a period in that regard, too. First period, game two. Score a goal before you, what is it, 30 seconds in, 28 seconds in? No. Have to manage the ends and beginnings of periods much better. That's where momentum has been squarely shifted on the shoulders of the Washington Capitals in this series. Boy, this is a crappy Tuesday edition of the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. Not for lack of content or effort or passion, but just because the first of its kind, it has to be down 0-2. In a series where you expect something out of the Lightning that they just plainly haven't shown. If it gets worse, we'll talk about it Friday. If it gets better, we'll laugh about it Friday. But there's a whole lot of work that needs to be done between then and now. I appreciate you listening to the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network. We'll talk to you Friday, and here's hoping it's a happy one. Oh, and thanks for putting up with my allergies. Terrible today.